Well, certainly one of those attributes and one of those benefits and blessings of walking wisely is, here's what happens. That is, when you walk wisely, it contributes to a good self-image. It contributes to a good self-image. Now, most people don't have a good self-image. For example, if you walked up to someone today, if you and I walked up to the average person today and said, you look fantastic today. Oh, well, you know, I just old stuff I've been wearing for about, I've had this 5 years ago. You know what? I pull this out of the closet and you begin to make all kind of excuses. They have this awesome case that they have built up of why they don't look their best and why they can't do this and why they can't do that. Now, think about this for a moment. Let me give you a scripture here. Look, if you will, in the 8th chapter of Proverbs. He says, beginning in verse 32, "Now therefore, O sons, listen to me." He's talking about wisdom now. "But blessed are they who keep my ways," the wise way, walk in wisdom. "Heed instruction and be wise. Do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates." That is, we are sensitive continually to his way and his will. "Waiting at my doorpost. For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." Now think about this. I think the greatest contribution, the greatest attribute that you and I can have that would cause us to have a good self-image is this, that we live in the favor of the Lord. Now, think about it for a moment. You've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He's forgiven you of your sins. Now you're walking wiser. That is, every day, as he speaks here of standing at the gatepost and so forth, what he's saying is this. You and I are walking daily, and uppermost in our thinking, in every decision we make, wherever we are, what's going on, is what is the will of the Father? What would he have us to do? And we're looking at things from his perspective. And here's what happens. We look at things from his perspective. Here's what I see. I see, first of all, that God loves us unconditionally and that he's favored us, that he's favored all of us. Look at all the good things that God has sent into your life. Even the difficulty, the hardship, and the trial had a good purpose and a good end in mind. And so, therefore, when we are walking wisely, what are we doing? We're beginning to understand God's love and his goodness and his kindness and his forgiveness. And here's what Satan will do. Satan will come along and oftentimes he will give us some reason to feel real guilty. Well, you know, I just don't deserve this. Well, Lord, I don't know about that. And what happens is he destroys or will attempt to destroy our sense of peace and contentment and joy in the Lord, because the one thing the devil does not want you to do is to feel good about yourself serving God or living a holy life. He doesn't want you to feel good about that. So it brings up all kind of things. And so one of the benefits of walking wisely is walking in his will, seeing things from his perspective. When you and I begin to see things from God's perspective, we see the thing that most Christians will die and never experience. Because the most difficult thing I have found among believers is this. The most difficult thing for them to believe is that God loves them unconditionally. I get letters at times, "This idea of God loving me unconditionally, I don't believe he loves me unconditionally." Well, you're just missing out on the blessing. Let me ask you this question. What conditions have you put on God's love for you? Just think about one. Let's come up with some good condition that would cause God not to love you anymore. You say, well, if I sin, well, now we're talking about believers now. Well, if I sin against him, he won't love me anymore. Is that what he says? Is his love conditioned upon my perfect living? No, it's not. And how do I know that? Because the grace of God is his goodness and kindness and love and forgiveness toward us without regard to merit or what I deserve, but based on his character. And what is his character? That he loves us. So God isn't going to stop loving you because you sin against him. Well, give me some other reason. The truth is you can't give any. There are no reasons that God would ever stop loving one of his children because it is his nature to love us. When you and I are walking in his favor, when we are walking wisely, we're walking in his favor. Uppermost in our minds, what's the wise thing to do? How does God see this? How does he think about this? Satan will steal that from you. He'll take every opportunity to steal that from you. But thinking about the whole idea that God has favored you, look how he's blessed you. He's favored you, forgiven you, blessed you, granted you many things, and some of you are probably wealthy in lots of ways, spiritual and other ways. Look how God's blessed you. What has he done? He's favored you. You should be able to stand tall. And it doesn't make any difference how somebody else criticizes you. You have the favor of God in your life. You have his unconditional love. He says you're somebody, whether anybody else thinks you're somebody or not. God knows you're somebody. In fact, you're somebody so important to him, he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross when you and I deserved absolutely nothing but eternal separation. He loves us that much. One of the benefits of walking wisely, seeing things from God's perspective, is we begin to discern how God favors us and loves us and blesses us, and we begin to see things that we normally would not see, and oftentimes other people see how God has blessed you in ways that you never even thought about. Because you see, so often we get all tied up in the complexities of life, somebody else can stand off and back off and look and say, "My, how the Lord's blessed you." And that person can oftentimes just reiterate event after event or circumstance after circumstance or material blessing after material blessing and say, "My, how God has blessed you." And here we are all caught up in the mundane things of life, the complexities of life and the things that are difficult and striving and so forth. And God's blessing us. What are we doing? We're walking in his favor. One of the wonderful benefits of walking wisely is that our own self-image. Now, you say, "Well, I don't think we ought to have the this self-image idea. It shouldn't be a part of our mind." So I want you to turn to Proverbs 19 for a moment. There's so many things we conclude in our life that we say, "Well, yeah, I don't believe the Bible teaches that." The book of Proverbs is full of so much wisdom. We could spend the rest of our year, the next year, just in this one book of the Bible. Now look at this verse. Because a good self-image means I have the right attitude about myself. Now look at this. Here's the verse, verse 8. "He who gets wisdom loves his own soul." That's pretty clear. Simple as ABC. Here's what he's saying. If you know what? If you and I are wise, we love our own soul. Why? Because we get God's perspective on our value. Let me ask you something. What is more valuable than human life when it comes to what's on this earth? Now, we know God's Word and Jesus and so forth, but human life. That is, the fact that you have a life and a body and a mind, the soul, the spirit that's eternal. And he says, look, he says, "He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good." We'll look at life differently when we're walking in wisdom. And one of the benefits is we realize that God wants us to see ourselves as he sees us, and he loves us, and he says, "You'll find good." He says, "No good thing will he withhold from those who love him, from those who obey him, those who reverence him, those who walk in reverence toward him. He'll withhold no good thing."